Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Dr. Nancy Nestor.
And we got a surprise for you. We have shows that we have lined out for the next few weeks, but I changed this one last night. And the reason I changed it was to kind of show you a little flavor, or a little things that we get into. You know, we talk about how to empower yourself, and we talk about the tools you need, and all those things are available on the website under the clearing techniques. The way it works on the website, it has the how to be in your pineal. We go through all those things because we want to help you and find that place within yourself. But this is something that happened to us of February 2005. This is a newsletter. And, you know, we have about eight years worth of newsletters.
Yeah, now we've got over 8 years of newsletters on our website.
And it has every single thing that has ever happened. And we have talked about every problem and every situation. We tried to be open and talk about why it happened and what we learned. But this was a very, very big piece that came together. So what Nancy's going to do is she's going to do the best she can to read the newsletter, and then we're going to talk about The Spear of Destiny. This is a book that we've been teaching out of for about 10 years, and we're going to talk a little bit about the anti-life or anti-Christ, anti-life type of energy. Is there a duality of life and death? We don't know that, but this is what we came up to. This is what we found.
We definitely know that there is a duality of good and evil, or good and bad, right and wrong, and light and dark. And that is what we have determined the anti-Christ, anti-life consciousness holds within its very essence, and that is it life or is it death? Is it a Christ consciousness, which Christ, as told throughout all of the historical and ancient writings, means one. It doesn't report to any particular being. Buddha was known as Buddha the Christ. Jesus was known as Jesus the Christ. A Christ consciousness means has a meaning from the text of being one consciousness. So we're either one consciousness or we have a duality of good and evil.
So let's talk about this. This happened to us, and this is a real life, and we certainly experienced it.
Well, we were in England in the fall of 2004, and we wrote a little bit about some of the challenges that we had in the fall of 2004, because we found, when we were in England, that there were many pockets of different dynamics that were going on in chaos. And so we wrote some of it in our January 05 newsletter, but we're going to summarize that and then go on to what happened after we left London in this Spear of Destiny show today. So I'm just giving you a little bit of that. When we were in England in fall of 04, we found our journey almost painful. You know, when we go on our own paths, we don't think that we're on any different type of journey than each of you might find yourself taking when you're in search of a spiritual truth. So for us, this is a story, and this is our story, and you each have your own stories. When we were in London, we found a place where the intensity was so strong, it felt like energy and emotions and different collectives of consciousness were crashing into themselves in a way that we'd not ever before experienced. and we would best describe it as pure chaos. A collective consciousness, as we've mentioned to you before, it needs to take another form when it gets into chaos. It has to do that, or it can either explode or implode. And we found small pockets of this chaotic consciousness in many different parts of the world, and we really found a lot of them here in London. Did you want to say something, Karen?
No, I just understand about chaos, and all of you have seen it, okay, or been in it, where energy is about to take another form. If it continues, people giving negativity to something, it will take another form. It will explode, implode. And we were at a place where we were seeing this type of energetics in the people, in the place we were, in London, and it was all over us. And so we had to be very careful in how to get ourselves back into our space and not get caught up in this energy. So go ahead.
We've mentioned many times before that chaos is necessary to effectuate change, but chaos can be painful sometimes in order to bring change about. And we, as creators of all energy, we can change the form of consciousness. We can change that energy back into pure creativity, and this is exactly what we were looking to do when we were in London. We found a particular chaotic consciousness around the institution that we were working at. It was a wonderful place where we felt really at home. We had several very close friendships. However, from the time we visited it previously to the time that we were there in 2004, a lot of the staff people had left, and so there were new people that were filling those roles, and that created a completely new set of energetic dynamics within this institution. And it was almost like a little empty hole had been created. You go in, and there's not anybody that you recognize, and the new people, they were all doing the very best they could in a job that had in the past been performed by someone who is more experienced. You know, when you're there for 6 or 7 years, you have a lot more experience than when you're brand new. And this change created a space that was attracting different kinds of forces and energy.
So does that kind of energy or those kind of dynamics attract different kinds of energy to the place or the school we were at, okay? So just remember the lack of knowing, the being confused, not being sure of yourself, being insecure, does that attract a certain type of energy? And we feel it did.
And this was nothing against where we were working. We've been to that place. We love that place. We're just saying that, you know, change sometimes can be very hard, especially if the institution itself has a great history that is old, and there would be a consciousness working on many different levels that also was very old.
So remember, if you're in a place that's 100 years old and has been going on for 100 years, there's got to be a lot of history in that place, right?
So here are new people trying to do the best they can, and it's changing the energetics, and change can often, as we just said, bring about chaos. Not always comfortable. For us, we do believe that the time we get to process is collapsing. Usually, you experience something, you recognize your process, and then you, in between your process, you get to regroup, or you can breathe, and you can rest. You can get a completion with that process and actually put it to bed or put it in your past. But now we're finding that a process can be so intense, there's not enough time to even complete that process before the next process hits. It's exactly what's happening all over the world, only sometimes it's happening 10 or even 100 times greater than it was in some areas than before. And some intensity can be very explosive in nature.
So go ahead and let's talk about what happened to us, Janice.
Okay.
So let's go right down to me, it left. Okay, you want to go to that part right there in the middle of the second page where it says, mm-hmm. To me it felt like
yeah,
I...
that's exactly where we're going.
Okay,
go.
Good.
Yeah.
Great minds.
Yeah. Well, it felt like we barely made it out of London alive after all the different chaotic forces that we felt there. And that sounded a little bit melodramatic, but it was how we felt at the time. emotionally, it was hard to even keep from, this is Ken saying this, it was hard to keep myself from falling into depression or the vibration of everything that is serious. So we were still in our process, and we left London, and we were off to Glastonbury. That part of England has held several very powerful and personal experiences for both of us. We've had some incredible experiences in that part of England. Each time that we go to Glastonbury, there's a special healing retreat center that we generally stay at, and we end up sleeping in the same room. Ken, in the past, when he was there by himself, had a lot of information come to him during lucid dreaming, and of course this time it wasn't any different. Here we are back in the same room again in the same retreat center in Glastonbury. It's like when you go to a sacred site or you go to a particular place or you're listening to a radio station, if you tune into the right frequency, you get all kinds of information downloaded onto you. And soon we realized the even bigger picture. And we got a glimpse that the actual consciousness that we were feeling in London was the anti-life energy. The anti-life energy is the actual basis for polarity. You could also call it the antimatter of creation. Now, if you go back to our newsletters, you can read a life-changing event that was written, and it talks about a particular antichrist consciousness that Ken found when he was in Australia. But this time, now, here we are in England, and that particular anti-life energy triggered a vibration within us. And particularly, it triggered a different vibration within Ken. The way to assist the change in the anti-life consciousness would yet be another journey. But, you know, we recognize that sometimes change happens with awareness, and that's why we always have to write about all these newsletters, because we hope that by others reading the newsletters, we'll get a group awareness of the change that consciousness needs to take.
Or allow you to understand why you're triggered in such a way that it takes you so long to understand. It could take you months or years to understand. Something happened to you that changed your awareness frequency and you became indifferent. This is what happened to us.
So while we were in Glastonbury, Ken knew that he needed to see an old friend. However, his old friend died on January 8, 1946. His old friend, her name was Violet Mary Evans. Some of you will know her better as Dionne Fortune. He visited her gravesite a couple of years before that, but this time there was a real driving force that said something big's going to happen. We had to go. I mean, and the weather was bitter cold, but we had to walk to the gravesite and to the cemetery. See, in many ways, it felt that Ken and Dionne Fortune may have shared a life in the past, because there's a great connection between the two of them, or a connected sense of being or presence. Dionne wrote lots of books, many of which continue to be published today. All of her books are authorized by the Society of Inner Light. And for those of you who know anything about Ken or I, you know that we don't share any identities of who we think we might have been in the past, or other suggestions, because we're not any more important than anybody else. It's merely falling within an alignment or a vibration of a past presence, or of an ascended master, or a central being. I mean, I have a vibration within me that resonates with Guan Yin, the Eastern goddess of compassion and mercy. Ken has a vibration that he feels very connected with Dionne Fortune. That allowed his energy and vibration to actually feel like he becomes her when he's within that energetic.
But this could happen to you with being an artist, or any way you express yourself, or your talents. Your talents vibrationally align with that kind of master talent or creative consciousness, and you start becoming downloaded with that information.
So here we are. We're on our way to the Glastonbury Cemetery. Dionne Fortune, by the way, during World War II, she psychically worked with a group of people on a lot of different levels, because what she was attempting to do was, either fight or balance the energy that Hitler was attempting to use during World War II. There's a book written about her during the war. It's by Golden Gates Press out of Wiltshire, England. And the book is called The Magical Battle of Britain. There's an introduction and commentary by Gareth Knight, whom some of you have heard. He's also a famous author. The book listed and went on in detail to say what Dionne Fortune and her psychic groups were doing on a daily basis to help balance the projections that were focused onto Britain by Hitler's administration during World War II. So she was actually working with some of the intention that Hitler and his generals were focusing to bring England to their knees and level much of England to the ground, and they were working on all of that to balance it on a psychic level. So in many of our workshops, we talk about getting in alignment with vibration, and there's a book called The Sphere of Destiny. It's by Trevor Ravenscroft. The publisher is Samuel Weiser in Maine. That book details how Hitler used his occult powers with the spear. This was the spear that repeatedly had been used by the Roman soldier to pierce the side of Christ at the crucifixion. Hitler attempted to harness those occult energies in his desire to conquer the world. Now, the Antichrist consciousness is important to understand, and this book, The Spear of Destiny, provides insight into Hitler on how he effectively used that consciousness for specific outcomes. I mean, there's a part of the book, The Spear of Destiny, that actually details how Hitler did that. There's another authoritative text that we refer to, and that's by Ralph Manheim, producer Victor Gallens. And the book is called The Protocols of the Wise Men of Zion. It was written in 1944. Much of the historical text from those protocols was found within the Sphere of Destiny. But the protocols supposedly was a recording of the proceedings of the World Congress of Jews that was held in Basel in 1897. At that Congress, supposedly, it's claimed, that plans were laid so that revolutions could be carried out towards achieving world domination. Now, the protocols were an appendix to a work called The Antichrist. Now, that was written by Nihlus. He was a Russian journalist. He was also an agent of the Tsarist secret police. That was the parent of the KGB. Nihlus, following all this, Nihlus was a pupil of Soloviev, who was a Russian philosopher. So the Protocols of the Wise Men of Zion was actually a forgery. It was blatantly designed to smear European Jews. Hitler found those writings, and he used them in his attempt to further discredit the Jewish population. These facts, including how Hitler was able to obtain the support of the German people in his hatred for the Jewish population, was how he came into alignment with the energy of the Antichrist that history had charged and put lots of energetics into for thousands of years. See, Hitler believed he was the savior of the white race, and we all can agree there are many evil projections that are put into the consciousness that's called war. Those projections can contain the most deadly vibration that mankind has ever participated in creating. War and killing are very, very dangerous and very unique energetics of consciousness. But you might think it'd be easier to think of consciousness in this way. You know, consciousness doesn't really care about the energy that's placed into it. It just knows what it is. So here's a question. Does the consciousness of money care who owns it? And the answer is no. So it's merely an energy that's attracted to a certain vibration, and that's what the consciousness of war is. It's merely energy that attracts certain vibrations. And so all of this hatred for the Jewish population, all of these writings, Hitler was able to manipulate and extract certain things and then put out all of these publications that said, oh, this is historical, this is ancient, the Jews are this, the Jews are that, and this was how he did his smear campaign against the European Jews during World War II. Well, Dionne Fortune was balancing all of the projections that he was given not only to England, but also against the European Jews.
So then the question is, what kind of energy was projected back to her? And then later we found out what kind of energy was projected onto this institution we were at when it came to Dionne Fortune, because some of her friends were in this institution. So that was some of the energy we were feeling.
We do believe that Dionne Fortune and many others in her group, they took a really powerful energetic hit because there was a tremendous antichrist or anti-life vibration during World War II. That's an important duality, and it had to change forms, so it had to go into the chaos of the consciousness of war. So here we are on our way to the cemetery in Glastonbury, so Ken could once again align himself very closely with the vibration of Dionne Fortune at her grave site. And we were saying that if we could balance the old projections of Hitler and Dionne Fortune, and then Dionne Fortune using her psychic work to attempt to balance the projections, that if we could somehow balance those, that maybe it would help to change the entire consciousness of war and the entire consciousness of how humans hate or how they emotionally treat other individuals. Killing is a very controlling experience, but there's many different ways to kill without necessarily even hurting a person to their death.
About this, these are the kinds of things we're thinking and we're getting pictures of and we're getting intuitiveness things with, and we're getting a bigger picture. It's like, you know, it's like we have this little picture and it's getting bigger and bigger and we're getting all these pieces. So it's very exciting just to start to understand what you're in, right? You finally get a picture of something that you're understanding.
Yeah, you get
that
a glimpse of, oh my gosh, look at this. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and this is what we've been looking for.
Now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back because we got a lot more information, a lot more things to share.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
back to the way it works. Today we've been talking about anti-life, anti-Christ,
anti-matter, creation, and consciousness.
So let's get back to our story. What happened? Now, imagine, we're thinking all these things, and we're now going to her gravesite, seeing if we could get in alignment with some type of information or knowledge or knowing or something that might help us to understand better what's going on.
Because what we're looking to do is we're looking to balance the anti-life, anti-Christ, anti-matter, so that we can hopefully can balance the addiction that many people around the world have for destruction in a human way.
Now, this might not be true. This might not have anything to do with the world. It's just we're allowing you to just hear how we think sometimes or what we're trying to do, and maybe it's just in our mind that we're trying to do something, but nevertheless, it's very, very serious, and we are very much a part of doing it right.
Mm-hmm. We definitely have a sense of moving within a certain vibration and knowing what we have to do, and we do it. So I went along, of course, to the cemetery because I was going to be the spiritual witness. We've talked about being a witness before, and everyone requires a type of witness to give credibility to the act that they are going to do. And sometimes we are only a witness to determine that someone else is going to succeed or at least give an attempt to do what they say they're promising. So I went along to be the witness. And Ken walks over to Dion Fortune's gravesite, and I stood a little bit away. And while he was there, he began to receive thousands of pictures, impressions from the past. And in our newsletter, this is what he says. What I now realize was that the energy Hitler used had hurt or even killed Dion Fortune. By Dion Fortune and her group attempting to change Hitler's signature, because see, that's what they were doing. They were trying to balance the projections, but his projections had now become his signature or his vibration. The consciousness that Hitler was using was being forced to transform. So, standing at her grave, and this is Ken again in the newsletter, I suddenly felt a piercing feeling on my side where the spear had pierced the side of Christ. Now, only a fraction of the spear's initial vibration remained, so neither the power nor the force of the spear had the same intensity as that moment in the past. But there was a lot of information and a lot of power that came with the pain that Ken was feeling in his back. This was the vibration. He knew that this was the vibration he'd been searching for. And he knew that it was important to bring about balance. In order for this vibration and these old projections to move back into pure creativity, because this was part of his agreement. I was the witness. This was what he agreed to do on his spiritual level. And so this was what he was working
with. When we talk about agreements, this is something I probably agreed to come to Earth to do, okay? So this is like a pivotal point in my life of coming together and doing what I agreed to do. So I had practiced for 40-some years to get prepared to do what I was just about to do. And you have to understand, too, it could have killed me. So it was not anything other than doing it. It didn't matter what was going to happen. It was a possibility of us doing it.
We've all done this before, every one of you. In other experiences, we leave markers or we leave gates so that we can find our future path. And sometimes we'll find those at sacred sites, you know, like pyramids or ruins, or we might hear music and it reminds us of something, or we might see a specific symbol and inside gets triggered all of this information, or the fact that there's something I have to do. It might be in a book. It might be in something we read. These all have different vibrations that wake up or awaken an old part of our brain, and it allows for a past time to come into our present moment. Well, when Ken was standing near Dion Fortune's, he was standing actually on her gravesite, I could see the vibration coming out of the ground. I saw it come out of the ground. I watched it spiral directly into Ken. And I watched his vibration begin to attempt to balance what was being spiraled into him. So I walked over to him. And now this is an etheric spear. It's not a real spear, but I could see or and also sense that he had a spear within him. And the residual of the energy, I got a hold of the spear, and I literally pulled it out of his body. I held it in two hands, and I walked around the cemetery, and I knew I needed to place it into the earth, but I didn't know where. And I knew that I would be guided to where I had to do it. And all of a sudden, there was a three yew trees that had placed a triangle. They were planted exactly in a triangle in between some other grave sites. And I walked over to them, and I pushed the etheric spear down into the center of the triangle and down into the ground. Went back to Ken, and we began to walk away from the gravesite. And then I looked down, and my hands were absolutely white. They were ghostly white, like dead. They had no color remaining. And so then as we were walking out of the cemetery itself, there was a small concrete wash basin area. And I walked over, and I could wash my hands. And it took a long time before I actually felt I had any life force back in my hands. It took a long time for Ken to feel before he was really okay.
So here we are in Glastonbury. Here we are at a cemetery. And we're both have been beat up rather bad. Okay, I hurt like I can't explain. Okay, but there's also knowledge with the pain. So there was information or insight, and then of course Nancy got the insight and the information, and then here we are walking home, kind of holding each other, trying to waddle or trying to stay straight because we kind of been, you know, we both been beat up.
And the walk back to the retreat center was so far away. Once we were walking back home, it didn't seem like it was that far. Several miles, and we didn't realize it when we were walking to there because it was sunshiny, and on the way back, it was as if all of the energy had shifted. But we came to the realization, and we felt really good because we knew we'd found a piece of the anti-life, anti-Christ, polarity, duality. Some way, we had helped this old consciousness to shift. And so perhaps, you know, this is just our story of what we were doing, and we know something, we felt something, we were aware that we worked in a way of helping. How we helped, did we help? For us, for you to say, or the consciousness?
For us, it helped us, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing, that any of these things are true. It helps you to understand yourself. And does it help if anybody else comes to you or comes to me with that kind of energy? Do I have enough compassion that I could actually help to transform that energy with somebody else if it ever came, if I ever came into it again?
So we're going to go on a short commercial break now. Stay tuned because we have more information to give you.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we'll be talking about anti-life, anti-Christ consciousness, and just a little story about what we went through. Now, this story took about a month and a half, because we were at the college in London for, I think, 3 to 4 weeks, and then we went on to Glastonbury, and we were there for a couple weeks. So this is quite a lengthy period that you're getting this insight. It's like you found some vibration, and you keep getting information. Now, also it allows us to run a certain type of energy that allows you to get information and to get knowledge.
And what Ken was mentioning earlier, when you move into a certain vibration or you get downloaded with an energetic consciousness that you had previously not felt before, it might take you a little bit to process it. However, it's going to give you a greater understanding of it, and you will get yourself to a level of compassion where you can meet that energy again with a different understanding and a different awareness, have compassion for it, and actually be able to help others who are stuck or trapped in that consciousness.
Because you can really see, though, some people could be stuck in it. Some people that might still live in Germany, some people that some people are Jewish, who knows how much energy is given and still stuck. So we've seen it many times where you, by releasing that or what we thought, it opened up to where it brought us to a new place, a different kind of way of looking at energy.
See, remember, almost always we're in a process long before we realize what the process might be, and all sometimes long before we can see the bigger picture. But by helping to change the vibration, this vibration of anti-life, anti-Christ, then different collective consciousnesses affecting different areas of the world could shift and transform. Only little by little could something shift, and even if it helped one individual, that for us can even be significant. So the anti-life consciousness is actually made up of a lot of different energetic emotions, and you know, that also includes sadness, it also includes killing, it includes war, it includes depression, all of that sticky, emotional, drop-down, heavy type of emotional consciousness is all within that certain anti-life or anti-Christ or anti-matter consciousness. And this is what we truly feel we helped ourselves understand, we helped shift, but also we came into alignment with it so that we could find the compassion to help others who are stuck within that consciousness, and maybe it's someone who just came from the rigors of war, and they're feeling all of the energetics of war, the energetic dynamics that they've been involved in. How does a person who has never felt that vibration or never understood the or been aware of what that does to an individual's consciousness or their level of awareness, how does another individual actually help them? So for us, this was our way of tapping into something without, we didn't have to go to war to feel what war felt like. We didn't have to go to killing to feel what killing felt like. We didn't have to go into the depths of the Jewish Holocaust to understand the projections that Hitler was promulgating at the time of World War II and all the terrible things that he was able to do.
So let's go back into the spirit destiny now, because there was some really insight, real information about history, about Hitler when he was a young man. And I thought that was so interesting when Nancy was just reading it a little bit ago to me and seeing it again. Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, by the time Hitler was around 20 or 21, he really wasn't understanding where he was going. He was knowing he was going to have something, and he kept saying there was something he was going to do. But he kept calling himself a Superman, except that he wasn't a Superman. And actually, by the time he was 21, he had steadily degenerated until he looked almost like a jobless bum. In fact, he was frequenting soup kitchens. And
no, this was in Austria, right?
This was
in
the Hofburg House in Austria. He was going into the soup kitchens there in Hofburg, and everybody was getting a bit suspicious of him because he was looking all threadbare. He looked like a bum, and all of this happened after he went to see the Spear of Longinus.
Now, he was also an artist, so that's where he was going to college, or he was learning about art.
Now, the Spear of Longinus is the spear that purportedly pierced the side of Christ. And when Hitler had gone to see this, he had an immediate flash of future vision. And
so he was in the museum there in Austria, and he went to see the spear, and all of a sudden he got in alignment with that spear. And go ahead, Nancy.
And the one thing he realized was that the spear held a new form of consciousness that was also holding opposition that he called the spirits of the spear. So there was a consciousness with the spear, but he also found an opposition, an opposing spirit of the spear. And he knew that that held his own identity. At that moment, he knew that. But he couldn't quite grasp the true meaning of how he was supposed to use that. And so here he was. He was on this path of a real strong ego, but he didn't have any way of getting anyone to align themselves with him. And so in some ways he was confronting the same situation as some of the people today, is that they're trying to find a level of awareness or a path of perception away from mind expansion, and they don't want to use drugs, and so they go into yoga and they go into other things. And one quote for Hitler says, the last thing I want to do is to end up looking like I'm inside the skin of Buddha. He knew that there was some other way to get purified, as he called it, without having to become the eye of the soul. And so he went through all of these ancient texts, and this is when he started studying and he started writing. And he had no doubt at all that the spear of Longinus, which was the spear that pierced the side of Christ, was associated with a blood mystery, a very important blood mystery. Also, a new concept of time. But he did not know how he was going to use that to transcend the state of consciousness.
Just remember, he's just a young man. Was he 21?
He was 20 at the time that he viewed the spear.
Okay.
And so here he is a whole year later, and he still looks like a bum. He's acting like a bum. He can't figure out what's going on. And then he comes upon Richard Wagner's opera, which involves the mystery of the Holy Grail.
Okay. So we're going to take just a short break, and stay tuned. Come on right back, and we'll
give you some more of this little history information that we think is fascinating.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about the spirit of destiny, and we've been talking about anti-life, anti-Christ consciousness, and Nancy's going back to the spirit of destiny. This is a book that we've been teaching out of for many, many years, because we find it really interesting, because they give you a lot of history, and it's kind of by history, we look at history all the time, because it gives us clues and why the world acts like it does. So, do you know where you are now?
Yeah, I do. I was just talking about how Hitler discovered that there was an opera called The Parsifal. It was written by Richard Wagner. And that opera contained and was inspired by the mystery of the Holy Grail. Now, we've already said that as he stood before the spear of Longinus, which was the spear reputedly to have pierced the side of Christ, that he had a vision, a future vision of himself as a very powerful individual, as someone who was going to lead the masses into a transcendent consciousness and also attain a new level of experience in what he considered capital T, time. And there's a lot in history, there's a lot on the History Channel, and we've been able to study and watch a number of factual representations that Hitler worked with time travel and psychic information and occult power throughout World War II. And one of the things that he found when he went to see the opera Parsifal, he got very excited about, was that the knight in the opera, who was called Sir Parsifal, he was the archangel of the Grail, and in that opera, the spear was the holy symbol of redemption. And so it was considered a wand that was also in the service of black magic power. And that was the first time he realized that he could use that type of energetic, which was the opposing force of the spirit of the spear. And he got real excited after he went there.
Now let's talk about, you know, after Hitler, and this is another, you know, another 20 years comes, or around, 37, when Hitler took power. The first thing they did is they went into Austria to take over Austria, and he got the Spear of Destiny, and he took it. And that's when he started looking for different powerful, old, historical energy that he could get in alignment with, and as many of these vibrations that he could align himself with were now part of his energy or his perception. So now, and of course, then you all know about the Bavarian Lodge or the different occult people that he had, that he brought into his closeness. And he was looking to get in alignment with that kind of energy because that was so vast and so powerful, and so many thousands of years with the people giving energy to it, it became very focal. If he could stay focused, and of course later he couldn't, but if he could stay focused, that power would be with him. Unfortunately, what happens when we get in alignment with that kind of energy, our physical body is what breaks down. Okay, we cannot take that kind of energy. Are you all right there, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. I'm not reading. I'm having a great time there. I don't always get a chance to just let Ken talk and me sit here and read. One of the things I was just reading about was you know, Nitschke and Wagner had different interpretations on the mysteries of the Grail, and Hitler twisted both of those. He put his own pagan interpretation on both of those interpretations themselves, and he came about and he was able to entirely reverse the whole morality of Christendom in one fell swoop. For here he once again was able to have the Spear of Destiny, and when he got it in his hands, that's when he made the vow to worship evil. That's when he made the vow to reveal that he could make this fresh stride forward in the magical, pivotal point of history by going on the dark side of this energy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
And, of course, taking the protocols and turning them around to where he got all those people to hate the Jews and all the Jewish energy in the oppression it was in. He was now using that kind of energy.
So one of the things that we started talking about today was the anti-life, the anti-Christ, anti-matter consciousness, and what we did in hopes of just attempting to shift a little bit of that consciousness so that somewhere we could ourselves have a different awareness. And we have since, both of us, in personal private sessions, come across individuals who have come to us for a session saying they need to release their past, and instantly we recognize the vibration of killing. We recognize that they have killed. We recognize that they've not always just been in war, but that they have been members of organizations that are either hired killers or assassins or murder for hire or whatever you want.
Well, that doesn't happen very often, but
happened to me recently, but it has happened to Ken as well.
Yeah.
And to be able to recognize the vibration and not be afraid of it.
See, that kind of energy just hits you so hard because actually they have the imprint of the person they killed onto them. It's so shocking to you because it's just like an overwhelming energy that you pick up.
So to be able to stay focused and realize that this individual too, from a level of compassion that we can have, that the individual that's come is ready to release their past, as creator, does creator love the murderer on death row any better than he loves the person on their knees over in the other corner? Absolutely not. Because creator recognizes that we have human free will and free choice. And creator gives compassion for both choices.
That's a really big statement, okay? Okay, we would like to think we have a nice God, okay? And some of those things aren't nice. So.
But
Okay, but many people heard you and they just went, oh my God, you can't believe that.
I know, but Creator has the compassion to accept all the children of creation.
Okay, compassion is the word that you really, so that means is we're not giving, see, when you're on your path, you are learning, okay, you are evolving. You're going, see, are you here to evolve? Are you here, are you just an accident and there's no evolution with you? If we're all evolving, then what happens is when something happens, we learn from it. And sometimes we learn and it kills us or it makes us sick.
Sometimes we take a path that really we're struggling for the entire time. And, you know, Creator says, oh, there is the door to happiness and joy. All you have to do is go from point A to point B. We get free choice as to how we go from point A to point B. And how we create for ourselves is but the compassion that is there of Creator for all creation is what we have worked for years to have in the same way. And that's what we call oneness.
Yeah.
The oneness of creation is the acceptance through compassion that all exists. There is no duality. It is all existing in the same continuum. There's no right or wrong. It just is. And that's where unconditional compassion allows us to be one with all creation. So hopefully we've given you some insight and some information today and some food for thought.
And this is our February 2005 message, anti-Christ, anti-life. You can go to the our internet and www.kenpage.com, and you can read about this.
Yeah, archives of past newsletters. We've got 8 years of newsletters, so there's almost 100 different newsletters you can read. We have people who say they get lost on there because there's about 5,000 pages, including 4 books that you get to read free. You can always listen to our radio show here, The Way It Works, right here on HealthyLife.net, Thursdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Feel free to email us, office@KenPage. We'd love to hear your comments.
This is Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor, and this is just sharing a little bit of what happened to us a few years ago. So many blessings.